Let's welcome Jeff and Linda.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
I want to start with something just for a moment.
Yes.
I've been really challenged because they tell us not to watch the news because really the news is so screwed up. It's so difficult to even begin to determine what's editorial, what's real news, what's real fact, what's just opinion. But because we had that trip, you know, we were monitoring.
The Egypt trip.
The Egypt trip. We were monitoring.
We're supposed to leave tomorrow.
Yeah. We were monitoring what was going on. I don't care beyond other than that truly that the dear Egyptian people truly find the best potential. I don't know what that best potential is, but I really, really hope and send them blessings that they will find the best potential. Could we just, everyone, would just take a moment, just take a deep breath and send the angelic people of Egypt a deep breath and send your love and blessings. Thank you. It's actually a very beautiful country. It's a phenomenon because it's the biggest Middle East country. And what's even more interesting is that 2/3 of the population is under the age of 30. That is stunning. You can easily see how a huge young population would certainly be looking to initiate change. So thank you for allowing me that.
You bet. So let's, could I have the con back? That's what they say. You know, the control. Yes.
Oh, you control, Mr. Virgo?
The sound didn't come up. Yes. Hang on, we'll do this again. We've got to start right. Ready?
You worked hard on this.
Here. Now I feel whole and complete. Yes, welcome everyone. I notice we have some new faces today, which is great. We're going to get into the introductions in just a moment, but good to see, especially on a snowy day, good to see this many people here. It's kind of snowing on and off out there, but for these brave and hardy souls who are here in Coal Creek Canyon, thank you for being here.
I want to mention real quick, just to warn the new people, because there's so many new people. I'm going to ask the new people in a second to raise your hand so that the people that come consistently can see who the new people are. And we have to do this because actually the people that are here are dear, lovely, and friendly and wonderful people. But as you know, there's a potluck where everybody brings something to share. It usually has too much chocolate on it. Or
not enough.
And if somebody, if you don't think the audience is this group is friendly, it's not that. It's the food, really. Trust me.
Just stay out of the way during the break.
Just stay out of the way with the food. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
So if you're new, would you please raise your hand so all the people can see who you're there? Welcome.
Wow.
Lovely. Welcome. Welcome.
Wow.
Thank
Good
you for
to
being
see
here.
Everyone. And I guess the word gets out.
One way or the other.
One way or the other. So it's good to have everybody today. It's let's get into introducing some of the out-of-town, out-of-state people.
To. Okay. So we have a few from not so close. How about, now a couple people I'm not sure have made it. Daniel Aborg from London. Are you here, Daniel? No, I don't think
Daniel,
made it.
No.
Okay. There has been weather all over the country.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Christy Gutt from the Chicago area.
Hi, Christy. Good to see you again. It's been a while. Yeah. Hey, Christy. I'll tell you in a moment. There's a reason.
Long story.
There's a good reason. You'll find out, and you'll regret that you asked.
Yeah, you will. That's the most important fact. You will regret that you asked. Okay. Kathleen Collins from Salt Lake. Why does it say her? Oh, we have two Salt Lakers. Kathleen Collins and Kathleen Hawes, both from Salt Lake.
Both from Salt Lake. Good
Hello,
to see you.
Hello, ladies. Threw me off there.
Did you drive in, fly in, long drive?
Oh, I flew.
Flew, yeah.
Did you take the mountain way or did you take the desolate way?
I came through
Okay.
Yeah. Even the fire reacted to that.
Yeah. Okay, then we have Michelle Hinwood from Woodland, Washington. Are you here? Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Glad you could join us. And Mark Hinwood from Poole, England.
Hey, welcome, Mark.
Okay, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah. Well, everybody else has moved here.
We should start a Crimson Circle real estate company. Edith, what an idea. How come you didn't think of this?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Crimson, oh, you weren't listening?
Oh.
But you're going to listen to Adamus, right?
Oh, I was dazzled by your beautiful scarf.
Oh, thank you. Actually,
you are so smart.
You are so good.
You're good.
It was actually a gift from one of the Chambra in Ecuador, where we just got back from. So this is an Ecuadorian scarf. I think it's made out of
alpaca
or something. Yeah, it's very nice. You could touch it later. they embroidered the symbol. Is she handmade it? I know, it's beautiful. Yeah. So I did want to mention the video we played before. It's I love the traveling Wilburys, not wheelbarrows, traveling Wilburys. And I don't know if any of you remember, but they, well, first of all, I played this today because I got a lot of grief for the video we played last month. You remember that? I forgot. What was the name of that, Mark? Somebody under 30 would know. Carrie, what's the name of the group? Well, the machine, doesn't that make it a group then? I loved it. I loved it. I said, I got emails from people. I played it for you, Carrie. You suggested the song. I played it. I got the grief. You didn't get it. And so a lot of people didn't like it. It was, I don't know, everybody has their taste in music. But this music that we played today, the Traveling Wilburys, did you see who was in the group?
Totally cool.
George Harrison,
yeah.
Bob Dylan,
mm-hmm. I'm Patty.
Jeff Lynne. That was Jeff Lynne.
I told you that was Jeff Lynne.
And,
I told you.
The Tom Petty and
no, that
no,
was a
Roy
picture.
Orbison.
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison. Yeah, because Roy Orbison used to be in the group, so they had his picture there, and the rocking chair was going. And what a great song. Did you hear the words? I mean, it was like a Chambra words.
Perfect geezer rock.
But you know,
I love it.
I listen to the rock station here in Boulder, so yeah, I'm cool.
But you listen to Glenn Beck.
They play songs that are 40, 50 years old. It's still cool. I mean, it is still cool.
Especially if you're an old fart.
So, Mary, yes, I think the Traveling Wilburys have a couple of CDs out. Yeah, it was a great group.
There were only like two and then a greatest that they put together. They really haven't done very much.
Yeah.
But it was all-star. But, you know, George Harrison is gone. It's true.
It happens. But
it's true.
It has a great song. It just makes you want to get up and dance. And, you know, they're basically saying, enjoy life. You know, it's all right. You know, get over the problems. And I love the metaphor. You know, at the end of the line, we're going to go all the way. And the train, kind of like Tobias's channel at the Quantum Leap, come on, getting the chills. It's like, I mean, it was great.
Okay. You've been working too hard.
Anyway, and we can smile as we stand here. But what?
In the face of insanity.
What a month.
What a month.
I mean, we were forewarned. We were absolutely forewarned about it. And we've known about it for years. Things are really heating up around this great planet Earth. Things are getting crazy and traumatic. The good news is we've gone through so much of this stuff before now. We Chambra tuning in. By the way, we forgot to acknowledge all the Chambra tuning in today. Let's give them a big cheer. Yeah. Woo! 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 They really are a part of this energy. And Well, we've, as Shambhu, we've gone through this stuff, particularly the last 5 or 10 years, the complete turning inside out, kind of, you know, cracking the egg, so to speak. And so I think it's a little easier for us to go through, although this month I noticed a lot of people were really taking it personal. For example, no names. some people.
Oh, was that subtle?
Some people. No, actually, and it's a good thing, Linda, as like so many of us, are intuitive, and we feel things before they happen. We feel the crisis in Egypt. Actually, it's not just in Egypt; it's all over. The weather, the floods, the record weather we've been having in Central and Eastern United States. The record
Australia.
I mean, and it's just flooding. It's all over. And what happens is we feel it before it hits. And then, oh, what's wrong with me? And how come I'm feeling off? How come I'm feeling off today? And then we say, you know, what's wrong?
And I said, it's okay, Jeff, don't worry.
Squirt card here. Then I wonder, what's wrong with me? And how come I feel this way? And am I not breathing right? Am I not managing my energy right? We all do it. And we're all like, why is this hitting me? And I'm supposed to be stronger and grounded. And what was it Tobias said in, you know, Series 3, page 14, channel? I got to look that up again. All he said was, get over it, you know. Relax. But anyway, what a month. And Adamus talked about it last month. We had some very firsthand experience with things going on. And I think so many of us were feeling it even into about the middle of December through the holidays, mm-hmm. and then it starts happening. Look what's happened since we met here last time. The world changed since we were here last time. And it's going to continue changing. I know Adamus will talk a little bit about it today, but there's times when I look at the news and I get, depressed isn't the right word, but like filled with disillusioned, filled with anxiety. I said, what the hell is happening? And then other days when I'm doing a little better, it's like, well, the world is changing. And if we relate it to our own change, what we've been through, we're still here, like the song said, and it's all right. You know, the world was going to come through this, but as Tobias and Adamus and Kathumi have said, they're going to need teachers. They're going to need standards, somebody who can take a deep breath and not get all caught up in the drama, somebody who can say, you know, it doesn't matter, and mean it in a good way, and it's all right, and somebody who can smile, who can get up and dance, well, not me, but other people dance, and say, you know, it's time to toast life. It's really time to enjoy life. So I know this month was stressful for the Crimson Circle, for everyone who was going on the Egypt trip. I know we sat in front of our televisions from, Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, a week and a half ago, and we're watching every development. And I know from my standpoint, I was just hoping it would settle down.
But you could feel it wasn't.
But you could feel. By, I think it was Friday evening, a week ago, Linda and I were watching the news and just tracking energetically what was going on. We said, this isn't going to work. It's not safe for the people going on the trip. We had 106 people were supposed to leave tomorrow for Egypt. They're not going to get the true Egyptian experience because the temples are closed and most of the hotels are filled with people who couldn't get out, those type of things. So,
well, and the air travel is constantly being
stopped. Oh, you can't get in on the airplane. So we finally took a deep breath and went to bed that night and said, you know, well, we're going to have to go to plan B. Next morning, 7:30, Saeed from Egypt, our ground operator, called, and it was probably one of the most memorable calls. He first of all called to ask how we're doing, which was amazing. And that's the way Egyptians are. Yep. How are we doing? And then he said, you know, I think we should reschedule. It's a little challenging over here. And I'm like, understatement. And as we talked to him and we told him how much all of us were going to miss being in Egypt, it's an amazing place, he broke down crying. And he's a 60-year-old man.
About your height, I mean.
You know, yeah, and very, very
strong and composed.
Strong and compassionate, but broke down crying saying, you know, my country is falling apart right in front of me. He lives in Cairo. And it took everything. Linda and I sent him all the compassion and blessings from us and from all of us, from all of Chambra, knowing that change is difficult, and knowing that Egypt is going through an amazing time, difficult time. And, of course, at times like this, as we know from our aspects, whenever there's this sort of big change in energy, all the agendas seem to come out, and all the politicking and the feeding, the energy feeding. Here it's happening to a country. For us, it happens with our aspects, you know. When we get a little weak and imbalanced, they start moving in, you know, trying to jockey for their agenda, their position. But overall, I know that when we go back to Egypt in November, when we've rescheduled the trip, it's going to be a different place.
Absolutely.
We did a brief webcast the other day for the attendees who were going to go, and just explaining all the details. And we had a short session with Adamus, which we probably should put up on the website, although it was for the attendees. But he had some important things to say, and saying that when we go there in November, we'll be amongst the first large groups coming there with the seeds of new energy and the new potentials. And he said, literally, you will see the birth of a new Egypt. So anyway, that was
pretty stressful. You just don't want to see it too painful.
Yeah. And more than anything, having been to Egypt a couple of times, the people there are so beautiful.
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know the right word, but big hearts. They're very gentle. They're very, very gentle. And to see the violence is not indicative of Egyptians at all. They're very loving and actually very, very compassionate. What we see on television, it doesn't give the true story of the Egyptian people. So I hope we can all send them our blessings today for a new Egypt. So what a month.
What a month.
What a month. Mm. Shifting gears here for a moment.
Nothing, you know, could shut that down.
So, and I know there's some people, you're going to send in the emails, just don't. You're saying, I thought this was a spiritual meeting, and why are we talking about
this
football?
This is high spirit for you.
This is incredibly spiritual. It's amazingly spiritual because it's enjoying life. I am not a sports...
Cheesehead Church, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. You go, Sark.
I'm not a sports guy, but Linda and I grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is 40 miles south of Green Bay. And I've been a Packer fan all of my life. The games. When I was young, 10, 11 years old, going and watching Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke and Vince Lombardi. And it's in my... It's in my blood.
Miss Gere and Carrie Gallant again.
And it is very spiritual. And so Green Bay, the underdog this year, the team that had a tremendous amount of injuries, didn't win their division, did a comeback, and I believe they're the first team in the history of all creation.
That's right.
To be the sixth rated seed, you know, way down at the bottom.
The wild card.
Rise up. So tomorrow they play in Dallas, Texas. They're playing some other team. I don't know.
They're the first wild. They're the first wild card ever to make it into the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I heard.
Yeah. So, but I have to explain a little bit.
Not too much.
Not too much. But so this goes beyond. This goes beyond.
Sanity.
Just football and insanity. So. So I have to let you know, but the reason why it's spiritual is, now Wisconsin, Green Bay is way up here in Wisconsin. I know some of you have been there. We've done some workshops up in that area and raised there, and I know there's somebody else, Joyce.
What is this, America's Dairyland?
Yeah, it's called America's Dairyland.
Do you know how everybody skips school? You have to do it at least once before you graduate? Jeff used to skip school to buy fresh cheese curds. It's true.
That's a Wisconsin joke. Notice. Everybody's going, what? WTF? Huh? Cheese curds? What? What? No. So anyway, now, interesting thing. Wisconsin is called America's Dairyland because there's almost as many cows as people. That's a fact.
Literally.
There's 5.6 million people in Wisconsin and about, I think, almost 4 million cows. So, yeah. So the streets get crowded, as you can imagine. Now, furthermore, and Bonnie, you're originally from Wisconsin also. You understand that this is...
Are there any other closet cheeseheads here? Joyce?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, on with the story. Green Bay is a small town of 100,000 people. And they're competing in the National Football League with teams that, you know, like Denver. They're 3% of the size of Denver, about 1% of the size of L.A. They're the smallest, tiniest little market. You cannot get tickets to go to a Green Bay Packer football game unless somebody dies and gives them to you in their will. And that's a true story. You cannot. So you get this little tiny team, and there's a... Well,
you gave it away.
And most of these teams are owned by these big rich guys or big corporations. And Green Bay is the only team that's owned by the fans, publicly owned. The fans own it. So it's not, you know, one great big guy. And they have won the most NFL championships of, I'm sorry to bore you, but I'm excited. The most NFL championships of any team ever.
It's the one place in the world that you can't say when hell freezes over, because that actually means next week.
So when our Egypt trip was canceled, unfortunately, probably one of the only good things to come out of it was suddenly I realized I wasn't going to be on an airplane over the Atlantic during the Super Bowl. I was going to be here. I talked to Linda about it the other day, and I said, you know, wow, what are we going to do? And hey, you know, we'll maybe have some people over. And it's like, I got an idea. We're going to Mecca. We're going back to Wisconsin, back to Appleton, back to our families. So we're leaving.
The game, of course, is in Dallas. But no, we're going to go to Cheese Zone.
The real game is in Wisconsin. So we're flying back tomorrow morning. We're getting into Appleton at 3. The game starts at 5. And we're going to go over to, with our family, your mom's coming over to my sister's house, all my brothers and sisters. And, yeah, we are going to be cheeseheads. So the reason I didn't get dressed up today was because I'm preserving my uniform for tomorrow. I don't want to get it soiled today. Okay, and if we
you
get
think
the...
He's not kidding. None of this is kidding. This is all true.
And while... Pardon?
Your
You're going to see it in a moment. You're going to... So if we could get the lights down and... While we do, it's to understand the Green Bay Packers, it isn't about the players. It's about
the fans.
There are no fans like cheeseheads. And by the way, cheeseheads was a derogatory word invented by people from Illinois to make...
It was. That's how they referred to
the locals. That is true story. They were using it derogatorily, saying, I have a bunch of cheeseheads up there. So being good spiritual people and Packer fans... The Green Bay Packer fans embraced it. Embraced
it. Said, fine, whatever. We're cheeseheads.
And I also heard from Gene that actually it's a term used against the people in Holland. It's called Kaskop, used by the Germans to talk about the Hollanders. So whatever people call you, wear it proudly, as you'll see here in this next video. That's Dallas, by the way, right now. So yes, tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, I'm going to look like that. Unfortunately, a few of the slides got cut off when I converted it into a movie. Some of them were really funny. There was one with a lady with a cheese bra on, and George Bush was holding a cheese head hat. So anyway, well, let's move along.
Yeah, that was really important. I'm glad we didn't miss it.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about last month.
It's kind of a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need to shift gears. Okay. Linda's going to read the part of Adamus, and I'll make a few comments.
Okay, so reviewing last month, the amyo moment is when you trust in yourself. It's the epitome of grace. It's when you let the doubt go. It's when you love yourself. So much of the DNA has been hidden or elusive, waiting to come out at the right time, waiting to open up. And that's what so many of you are going through right now. Change in your DNA, change in your biology, change in your magnetics. How about allowing it instead of fighting it? Instead of wondering what's wrong, take a moment to understand the perfection of this moment.
Let's take a deep breath right now, that amyo moment. I love the way Adamus says it's the epitome of grace. Trusting yourself. Everything's all right. Adamus talked in detail in Ecuador about the DNA, but not from a scientific standpoint, but really what the DNA is, what's happening to it right now. But the bottom line is that just take a deep breath. We're all going through a change in our body of consciousness that affects our physical body, it affects our mind, it affects every part of us. I think we worry sometimes and say, oh, what's happening, and how come my body's doing this, and how come my mind's doing that? Just take a deep breath. Remember, each and every one of us are God also. It's that trusting in that soul part of ourselves, that light of ourselves, and just allowing this ascension process to happen smoothly. Somebody the other day made a great comment on our radio show. They said, I've learned to just relax into my ascension. Wow. Cool. So Adamus went on to say,
there are billions of potentials in your life, all created by you, for you, all waiting for you. You just haven't been aware of them. You've been aware of a very limited set of potentials. Breathe life into your life. Most humans can't do it because they don't trust their lives enough. They don't know if they can handle a bigger life, a grander life. They can barely cope with what they have right now, so they can't breathe life into life. But you can.
That's a big statement, of course. Breathe life into your life. And Dhamma says that most people aren't sure they can handle what they have. They're kind of on that kind of that ratty edge, you know, doing this balancing act in their life. But it takes a very trusting person and a very enlightened person to be able to breathe more life into your life and know that you can handle every bit of it. So let's do that also. Let's take a deep breath. Breathe life into our life. That opens up potentials that are sitting there but we haven't seen because, well, if you're closing down, it's hard to see the other potentials. I know so often we're looking for change, whether it's a relationship, a job, just something in our body, but then we're almost afraid to open that door to change because, well, we either don't trust ourselves or we're not sure if we can handle more. But by taking that deep breath, just relaxing into yourself, it just starts to unfold perfectly, gracefully.
Biggie. You've attracted some attention from the outside. Yeah, really. There's a group who calls themselves spiriting. Spiritual.
Spiriting. I like that. It's a new word.
Got that right.
Spiriting.
There's a group.
Hey, let's be spiriting.
I couldn't even say it. It didn't even work for me. There's a group that calls themselves spiritual, very arrogantly, righteously spiritual, and they've taken on the responsibility of determining what groups are good and what groups are bad. They feel that Chambra is generating a lot of dark energy and creating an imbalance. They also think that you are a cult, that there is some message you are being given that you have to follow. I would say that would be just the opposite of what we're doing here. If there's anything that we're encouraging you to do, it is to discover, to know, and to experience the God that you are. No rules, no methods. As a matter of fact, you have become the method busters, and therein lies the problem. That's putting it lightly.
Let me see what slide is next. Oh, okay. So it was interesting. Adamus right away started kind of unusually by saying there's energies, these negative energies in the room, whatever you want to call them. And at the time I thought, well, that's kind of interesting he would mention, because there's always that. When I go into the channel energy, I can feel there's these other energies lingering in the room, psychic energies, not from the people here or listening in, but psychic energies. And I could feel them, but I thought it was interesting that he actually acknowledged that. And I just kind of made a little note of it. But he went on to say that that this group, and I didn't include this in the slide, but he said they're kind of a meditation group that has a lot, they use matrix type of structures or whatever. He didn't say who they were. But he said that they don't think that people here should have the right to be without rules. And then basically saying that that's part of our problem is that we don't have rules. There's not, we're not gurus. We're not trying to get anybody to believe in anything other than what's within them. Not what's within us, but what's within them. It's interesting to note over the years, we don't often get attacks or nasty messages from Christian groups once in a while, but not real often.
Yeah, but they just don't show up at the meeting.
Right. And it's actually interesting. It's actually the New Age groups and the spiritual groups and really the groups that have a lot of structure that think that we're doing something wrong. And it's like, you know, they can think what they want, but...
That's because the church people have already decided we're going to hell. There's nothing to say.
Too far out there. So well, I'll go on to the next slide first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very different than most spiritual groups. Oh, yeah. There are going to be those who are going to accuse you of all sorts of things, and it's going to push some buttons, some core issues, individually and as a group. What are some of the core issues? Money, power and control, judgment, and you've gone crazy.
Mm. So, and Adama said all of this and right at the beginning of the meeting, and money, you know, and, you know, we've been accused, other people we know that do this kind of work have been accused, it's all about the money. Well, yeah, it is. Because you have to have the money to keep organization going. I mean, yeah, it's a business, and actually quite proud of it. We run a very, very balanced business. But it's something that supports all of the work we're doing. It's not the reason. It's a support mechanism.
It's the structure that allows us to reach out.
But I know in talking to some other channelers that we know that that's where people really like to get them. You're doing it for the money because you charge something. And I think it's a button for all of us. Anyone here who's a healer or doing spiritual work, we still have that overlay of, we should be giving all this away for free. I'm sorry, but... You know, I like to drive a car that works and have a house that where the heater works, although it went out
That's
last week. But I think we all owe it to ourselves to maintain that balance of abundance. We don't have to be filthy rich unless you want to be, but we also don't need to be poor and broke and wondering how to pay the bills. That's not, in my opinion, a spiritual life. Power and control.
That will help you build cathedrals, though.
Yeah, but we're not looking to build any cathedrals. We collectively, Shamber, are accused of power and control and judgment, and you're all going crazy. And, you know, those are the things that I'm still a little sensitive about most of those. It still pushes my buttons. And I think Shamber in general and a lot of the people who are doing truly the new energy work, that's still a button. So Adamus is mentioning all this. I'm wondering, where are you going with this?
You actually asked that?
No. No, but anyway, to not address it would be like not talking about the elephant in the room. Of course, somebody was new, showed up last month, and started to make some comments, which was okay. I was surprised that Adamus actually opened it up to that. And, you know, one thing about Crimson Circle is Crimson Circle, by nature, is honoring and accepting of everyone, no matter how young or how old, no matter what their sexual preferences are, no matter what their religious, political, or football preferences are. It doesn't matter. And so I think this group here last month was very loving and compassionate. Okay, somebody wants to talk, that's fine. But it didn't make sense. I mean, I'm sorry, but there was not a question. There was not a train of thought. It was kind of bizarre. It didn't make any sense. And Adamus let it go, and I was kind of getting upset with him. It's like, Adamus, just, you know, let's move on. It's uncomfortable. I don't like the confrontation. But he let it go and let it go, and I realized as he was into it, so we could see exactly what he had talked about in the early part, saying that there was going to be people in our lives, and not just last month, but in our lives this year, next year, whatever, that are going to try to throw us off balance. Go ahead.
Actually, probably the strangest, most odd and interesting fact is that this person that showed up didn't have a ride. He doesn't have a car. He just gets by on a bicycle. So he asked for a ride, and Susie arranged a ride for him with Edith. So Edith was his transportation.
But you know, it was tough. But I think it was really good example, and for all of us, you know, and not to say anything bad about the gentleman here, but it was a really good example. It pushed a lot of buttons. We had some good talks about it afterwards. Some people are like, "Oh my God, let's just be friends," and other people were getting a little concerned. A few of the guys were saying, you know, I was ready to pop out of my seat in case I needed to. I think it brought up all of our issues. Do we allow somebody like that to basically interfere with what we have a safe space here? We've been going eleven years in a safe space, and do we allow that? Are we open and compassionate and kumbaya, and you know, just let everything go, or do we do as Adamus finally did and say, when those things come into our lives,
no more, no more.
Well, and he didn't yell it. I remember very clearly he was walking down the aisle.
I wanted to.
And it was just one of those looks that could peel paint off a wall. Don't even think about it. And so it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't nasty or condescending. It was just clear. And I think that's a good example for all of us. The clarity, and also no compromise, and no more. But I have to tell you, I was a little disappointed in the group here at the very end. During the questions and answers, Adamus
disappointed in you.
And Adamus is like, okay, one more question.
And none of you raised your damn hand.
Just
nobody
Chris.
Nobody except
at that
the
point,
one.
That one guy, and it's like at that point, it's like, oh, God, okay. But it worked out. It worked out.
None of you could find a way
come
to
on.
Raise your hand.
And Linda
and
was
help
back there.
Out.
Come on, screaming.
Save
come
me.
On, raise your hand. Anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
It was a good example. But I think last month was profound in so many different ways. The way Adamus said, okay, this is going to happen. And then it happened. And also, he wanted to let it go on long enough so we could all see what was going on. In other words, it was going nowhere. Well, in other words, if right away he had just cut him off, we wouldn't have gone through the experience. Or if he'd have let him talk and talk and talk, it would have been a bad example. But finally, I think we could all tell this did not make a lot of sense. And if it was a good question, I mean, Adamus loves good questions.
Interrupting.
And it was our safe space. So I think it's a good lesson for all of us. Take a deep breath. It's honoring, compassionate, but come on. At some point, you say, no more. Yeah, so, okay. Adamus went on to talk about T-shirts, of all things. A spiritual meeting, football and T-shirts.
T-shirt number one.
Number one.
I am the potential. You attract potentials through desire for change or by imagining farther than you've ever imagined, beyond the spectrum of color, beyond physical attributes. You imagine into what we call the crystalline realms. That makes you more aware of potentials.
So, Mark Ritter, I know you put together some T-shirts. Do you have any today, or do you order them online? Or?
I didn't want to interfere with Sart.
Sart, did you do the shirts?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting.
No,
he said,
both my guys. So. Mark's got them on his website.
And what's that website? CreativeAspects.net. And you can get these shirts. You can see what they look like. Good.
Okay.
Good.
T-shirt number two.
Number two.
I am that I am because I don't give a damn.
That's what I want to wear. I am that I am on the front and on the back because I don't give a damn. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Humans get caught in the giving a damn. As a matter of fact, it becomes part of their reason for living. They have to care about something. They have to have a passion. They have to have a mission and a cause and a purpose. Ultimately, in the true I am presence, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I don't give a damn. It doesn't matter because it's all in perfection. It all works out. You are God also. You didn't particularly like when I said I don't give a damn this last month.
No, you're supposed to say that to yourself.
Oh, I can't say that.
Not to me.
I missed that part.
Just get the shirt. And I think some people, of course, Adama says things just to be challenging and
provocative.
You know that?
Yes.
Some people don't. No, some people really don't, and they're very upset at what he says, and actually it was Adamus Tobias says, it doesn't matter. Well, I don't give a damn, it's about the same. But, some people are offended, and they're like, oh, you're indifferent, you don't care, and blah, 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 and it's like, you know, if you really are in this state of Amhyo, you know it's already worked out. You know, basically, we've already ascended. We're just experiencing how we got there. So it's like going backwards through time, but we're filling in the blanks now with how we got there. But it'd be like saying you're going to take a trip to Green Bay, Wisconsin tomorrow. You're already there. Now, how did you get there?
Painfully.
So it's meant to be provocative because it's like, you know, it's all going to work out, just like in the video we played at the beginning. You know, it's all right. And it's all right. Okay. David's going to dance a little later. Okay. Third T-shirt.
T-shirt number three. Be wise, minimize. You're carrying around extra thoughts that really aren't yours. Be wise, minimize. Because energies want to serve you. But they can't find their way if you've got all this clutter, physical junk, and emotional stuff. Take a look at your physical elements around you, what you've accumulated. Look in your closets, at the clothes, your shoes, your bathroom, your art room.
I don't see that on the slide, but I'm glad he said it.
Look in your garage. This is the time to let things go. Minimize your logic, your way of thinking.
So basically what he's saying is if we have all this superfluous stuff, all this clutter around, we're not going to see the new potentials. We're not going to see new things that could be. So he's saying minimize all that, and then you'll really have clarity about what your potentials are. I don't think he meant that directly for you. I had to give him $5. But,
T-shirt number four. All is well in all of creation. Therefore, let's have a celebration.
Adamus talks in the Mystery School. He actually explains why he can make this kind of statement, all is well in all of creation. And it's not just a nice little cliche. When he goes into some of the physics and things, then you get one of these V8 moments. Ah, you know, and you realize why he can say that. But I can't give it away. So anyway, yes, we are into spiritual T-shirts. Okay. Next, January, we had the great pleasure of going to Quito, Ecuador.
What a group. I swear, if you want to go somewhere where the people can't still, they move and love and dance and laugh and just are amazing, South America is the place to go.
So it was a three-day mystery school.
Awesome.
And the school itself was phenomenal. Yeah. Incredible information. Adamus talked a lot about the DNA, but not from a scientific or technical standpoint. He talked about how it related to magnetics and changes and everything else, how it relates to the Earth. It was
the mystery school. It continues to evolve a lot.
Yeah, yeah. The mystery, every mystery school is different. That's why it's called a mystery school, because we have no idea what he's going to talk about. This one was just really powerful. Malu, Risa were our sponsors. They did an impeccable job, and it's so important to make sure, like, you have a good meeting room, good translation, good sound equipment.
Good energy.
And they also arranged, you'll see here in a minute in the slides, they arranged some buses an outing for Saturday night. I forgot the name of the buses, but translated it means my goat from home. So, but we went on this outing through the streets of Quito.
Unbelievable.
There were open air buses. There were speakers, two speakers on each bus that size.
Big speakers, yeah.
Cranking out the music.
Dance music.
They were serving this local alcohol drink, which I don't think would be legal here in
I'm
the U.S.
Sure not. And they made you tie the cup to your wrist so you wouldn't like lose track of what you were doing.
Mm.
And it was.
And then we went to, and
they know what they're doing.
Almost everyone, almost all 80, 90 people from the workshop went on this kind of optional thing.
Hysterical.
We had a great dinner overlooking Quito. And Quito, by the way, is at about 10,000 feet elevation.
Like Breckenridge.
It's like Breckenridge. I mean, it's really high up. Beautiful old city. Some of the most amazing energies of Gaia that I've ever
fabulous.
Seen.
Fabulous.
And you will actually see a picture here in the slideshow of Kumbaya.
It's a
real place. I didn't know that. It's called Kumbaya Valley. There's a few pictures in it. It's this breathtaking, amazing green valley. But I thought Kumbaya was just like a song, but it's a place. So if we could have the lights off. And,
great, fun, serious group.
And by the way, the music that we put to this is an original created by Eric McIntyre, and I thought it was really fitting for this. So let's take a trip over to
it's Irish.
Quito.
McIntyre?
I know, but the song isn't Irish. Okay. I am. about it and get into the feeling, suddenly you're going to realize that spirit loves to expand. Your spirit longs to interact. Absolute trust in yourself. Absolute trust in yourself. Absolute trust in yourself. I know whatever is happening in my life, I'm absolutely creating it for the higher good of myself. This is not prana. It is not chi. This is not some universal field energy. This is you. Kumbaya.
I like the music.
Yeah, that's good music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the song is much, much longer. I want to talk to Eric about getting that up in the Shambhar shop. It's really good.
It's
got a... And he took one of the Adamas channels and played around with
mixed it a little bit,
and it was good.
Nice.
Okay, let's move on to, I think, upcoming events.
Okay.
Good.
Now, remember, we have to get done in time so that they get their full work.
No problem.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. This is a mirror, by the way, from Music Group Johan.
Oh?
Yeah. Okay. That's just a short one, Susie. Just a little intro into upcoming. Of course, the Egypt trip has been rescheduled for November. For anybody that was going on it, we've been communicating with you. We'll let you know the new dates. Looks
soon
like
as we
mid-November. But I wanted to be there.
I wanted to float
down the Nile. So, but anyway, the next upcoming event is Kauai.
You got a big bathtub.
I believe it's... Susie, is that sold out, right? Kauai sold out. Okay. We're going to be there with Norman Garrett, Hannibal Means, and
Adi
Shambhra.
Hannibal is currently going to Australia, and if you happen to be an Australian Shambhra, do look at the Shambhra website, Crimson Circle website in Australia to see what he's up to.
Yeah. April 8th through the 10th will be in San Diego for the Mental Imbalance Workshop. This has evolved. It's not so much a clinical workshop, but it's going to be an experience of going out of your mind. Now, I know you think you already have, but no, we're going to really expand beyond. Adamas talks about the mind, what it is, how it limits us. So he's going to talk about why particularly people going through awakening go into depression, why there is mental imbalance, mental disease, but then he's going to be taking us beyond the mind. So that should be amazing. Immediately after that, in the same location in San Diego, is teacher training for New Energy Syncretize. I think that's it's only the second training we've done in the U.S.
It's the first training we've done in the
U.S. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. So if you are interested in being a syncretized teacher trainer, please talk to Susie and sign up.
Check out the website. Yeah. Good. May. We've got a full schedule in May, just putting it together. We're going to start the tour with Norman Garrett, I believe, in the Helsinki area. We have the dates confirmed, the 14th and the 15th. We're still working on the final location. This will be a special Adamas workshop. They're all special.
But, great hosts, Irma Rantala and Jarno.
Yes. Yes, I'm looking forward to going back to Finland. It's been about 3 years.
It's a wonderful country.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful
country. Beautiful country. And then we're going to pop over to...
And it's a good time of year to be there.
It's a good time, yeah. Except it stays light out really late.
Yeah, but it's May. It's not June yet, so it's pretty late.
Close, yeah. In May 20th through the 22nd, we'll be in Stavanger. Is that how you pronounce it? Anybody here?
It doesn't matter. It's Norwegian. You'll never say it right.
I know. We're going to be in Norway. And again, a beautiful time of the year.
Inga helped us find this location, and it's easy to get to. There's an airport right there in the city, and it's quite it's oceanside, so seaside. So
it's near Bergen, I believe. Near Bergen.
It's seaside, and it's beautiful,
right.
And it'll be a very special event. And if you're interested in going again, check.
Yeah, it's not in the Oslo area. It's more like over on the coast.
Yes.
So. Okay, and then from there, something that I'm anticipating and dreading at the same time. It's something Adamus has been talking about for a long time, and he finally really moved us into doing it. We're going to do a very special one-day event in Warsaw, Poland. And the reason why I say I'm a little apprehensive, because he wants to talk about angels and aliens. He's going to talk about angel wars that have taken place here in the dimensions of Earth. He's going to give his, he's going to talk about aliens. He's not real fond of aliens, if you didn't know.
I already know what costume I'm wearing.
This should be a good one. He wants to do it in Poland, because he says that a lot of the angel wars, or how the angels influenced humans to create wars, happened in Poland, and this has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, and that there's a tremendous amount of wounded energy in the land and the people. And he said, if you notice, every time the Polish people start, you know, things start getting better or working
rising
out, and then it falls. You know, the airplane crash about a year or so ago, and just one thing after the other. And he said, we're going to go there, and we're going to address this situation. He said, I want to do this workshop there, and I want to talk about how angelic beings and aliens interfere with the goings-on of humans. So after this one, we may have to go into hiding. Nervous laughter throughout the crowd. Jeffrey perspiring. Okay, so that's May. June will be a blast. We're going to be guest speakers and channelers at the Cryon Summer Conference in Sedona with Lee Carroll, an amazing, Lee's my mentor, amazing individual. Pepper Lewis will be there. We'll have, of course, Robert Coxon with music. Todd Ovakaitis talking about new energy medicine, and Peggy Dubrow. So it's a full lineup, 2.5 days in Sedona. It'll be hot.
It'll be hot.
It'll be hot.
Literally.
It'll be hot.
Hot.
So, and immediately following that, we decided, since we're in Sedona, we're going to do a 1.5 day workshop immediately following with Adamus on new energy alchemy, commanding energy to serve you. So
that's
a day and a half, that should be pretty good. Pretty, and you're going to be there, Sart, right?
Yeah, I'm going.
Good, good. All right. So, and then, of course, our own summer conference, late summer conference in September. Interesting dates. It just kind of happened that way. But September 9th through the 11th, 2011. And we're working on the lineup right now, but we know, like, Wolfing von Rohr, Sandra Ingerman, and I keep forgetting to change that. Dang. Every month I mean to change it, but somebody needs to proofread the slides.
Yeah, well, if you get
but if
saw
I finish
it early
at midnight
enough,
the night before, we'll have more information on this. It's starting to sell out, and I think when we put the final information about the guest lineup and the speaker lineup, it probably will.
It's a special event. It's limited to about 250, because with staff and all the speakers, the room will only allow us to put less than 300 people in the room. So it's slowly but surely filling up. Don't wait till the last minute and go, oh, Linda, I forgot to sign up.
Yeah,
can you help
too,
me?
Yeah. So, and it's at a hotel right on the square in Santa Fe.
That famous Sedona, that area on
Santa
the square.
Fe. Santa Fe, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So, and then just real quickly, just a couple of events we're working on right now. We'll be announcing in the next few weeks. July, it looks like we'll be going to Australia. Looking forward to getting back
mystery
there.
School. Mm-hmm.
For a mystery school, probably in the Sydney area. And we're working with some of the Chambra Down Under to put that together. October 2011, the early part will be a France tour. Yeah, we're going to go to, I wish Alain was here to pronounce it, Chartres?
Chartres.
Oh, yeah.
Chartres.
And Karnak. We're going to be starting in Paris. Then we're going to go around to the cathedral in Chartres, I think it's about a 5-day tour.
We don't have all the details clearly, So what we are working on then, mostly, but we'll have that. We'll be ready to. We were taking pre-registration, and I think we'll have the information ready to actually go forward probably next month.
I know we're going to do wine tasting.
I know that.
Yes, yes, that will be included. And then immediately after that, we're going to be doing a book tour for Adamus's new book. I can't pronounce the name. I forgot what it is. I don't have it on there because I can't pronounce it. But we'll be going to Frankfurt, Hamburg, Hanover, Zurich, Vienna, and a couple other cities. So those are all coming up. And then, of course, November, the rescheduled Egypt trip. And I don't know if I should say anything about it. Susie, I know we have some people that just can't go, so we have a few spaces that have come open, I believe.
If you think it's true.
Okay. So five on the waiting list or five open spaces?
There's five people that won't be able to come in November because they have other commitments that won't work.
Didn't work.
We're just holding back on announcing those spaces until we can confirm the dates because it really doesn't matter to anyone until we can actually confirm the dates.
Okay. So we'll let you know.
As soon as we hear back and get confirmation from Saeed, then we'll contact you. But we have seven new people on the wait list that would like to get on as soon as we have the information.
Good.
So if you're interested in that, let Susie know.
Good. Okay, and it's time for Schomburg News.
Oh.
Yes, all the news that's fit to print or say over the air. And I forgot what we have this month. I know it's a couple interesting things.
Where's it going, Bobo?
I have no idea. I'll do that again. I got to stop this here. Okay, this is a video. I'm going to ask for the lights down again.
Oh, my.
And I wanted to show this because it's a little bizarre, and it's this is a video of what's new, but this is real, and you'll see that this was shot and put together on a newsreel. It's from two different cameras, two different unrelated people, two different parts of Jerusalem. But watch carefully as you'll see a shot of Jerusalem at night, and kind of in the distance you'll see the church on the rock, or the dome church, you know, for the Muslim holy spot. And a light appears there. Now, Adamus said, don't be looking for little metal spaceships this year, next year, and going forward. He said, you will see the lights in the sky. And just watch how this plays. Okay, if we can get the lights off.
A UFO hovers over one of the holiest sites in Islam, the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the spot where the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven, built on top of a site sacred to Judaism. An American woman takes it all in her stride, seen it all before.
We've seen them in Mississippi like this, but never like this.
Easily dismissed as a hoax until you see this. The same event, or so it seems, filmed from a different angle by someone else. The glowing ball of light dropping until it hangs just over the Dome of the Rock. These spectators a little more impressed.
Whoa!
The ball suddenly shooting off as if disturbed. If it's a hoax, it's very well done. We are not alone, or are we?
So I thought that was kind of interesting and worthy of playing here. Adama says it's going to happen more and more, and the lights are basically spiritual energies, or even at times angelic energies, our energy coming in. And we are going to see them over power places, like the Dome Church, the Dome...
Church of the Rock.
Yeah. Thank you. I always forget that name. So watch for it. And again, not the little spaceships, but lights. Okay. Next. Something a little bit more practical, I think. Yes. New CD from Yoham called Amyo Makyo. And I love what Gene Tinder did with the graphics here, kind of the reflection, because they are reflections. We played a little bit of it last month, I think right before the channel. It's ready now. It's available in the Schomburg shop. There's three beautiful songs and then parts of some of the channels that relate to it. In a word from Gerhard Fankhauser, he said, I received the words to these songs inspired by the teachings of Adama Saint Germain, and the music flowed with ease and grace. They are made for you to listen, feel into the message, sing, and dance along. So it's really beautiful. I'm getting such a warm feeling with all Chambre coming out with different things, like the music we played before for the Kido. And here's a little bit of the music from Amio.
Master of the change, knower of the mystery, lover of the secret, this is what Adamus is. Marchio, let go of all your illusion.
That's a beautiful CD. It's available as a digital download in the Chambre shop. So, whew, they do good work. And just as a reminder, if you're wondering about what's happening this year, why it's happening, or if you have somebody that's confused, they just need a little guidance, this is a great CD. It's Adamus talking about 2011, intense and personal, which it has been. So it's kind of reassuring because he says, this is what's happening, here's why, here's what to do, and it's a good 90-minute recording. Can it come back up? Okay, let's talk about the Awakening Zone a little bit, and then almost ready for a break.
Oh, man, I'm taking a personal moment on that. Oh, sorry. I had a fun, a little bit anxious time this week. Dr. Doug and I did the launch, the AstroDoc show, and we had quite a few different things we knew that we could talk about, and he could share his expertise in both the body and spirit of it all. And the fun part was, is we had enough callers that we said, let's just take the callers. And it was really, really enjoyable. We were a little nervous, but we really had fun with it, and we're looking forward to doing it again the first Wednesday of every month. I know it's a shameless plug, but you know, I just want to do it. I mean, it was so much fun to get to see Dr. Doug share what he knows as a doctor, as well as an intuitive, and all the different aspects and pieces to who we are. So I hope that if you're interested, that you'll tune in next month, the first Wednesday of the month.
The Awakening Zone is the new radio network.
I told Doug I was going to do it. He said, you can't do that. That would be shameless. And I said,
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's a new radio network from Crimson Circle. It was just launched in January. It's been amazing. Amazing the number of hosts that we have coming on board. And I won't go through
languages
all the names.
And countries.
Lee Carroll, Pepper Lewis, Danian Brinkley, Catherine Brinkley, the names, Norma and Garrett, David, and many, many others. Wolfing von Rohr.
We're doing the channel today as a Awakening Zone.
Yeah, at 3
broadcast.
O'clock it'll be on the Awakening Zone. So in the first month of operation, I think we had like 35 shows and about over 30,000 listeners from around the world. It was mind-blowing.
Sweet.
How many here have
really
listened
sweet.
In? Yeah. Ow, ow. How many here have listened into one of the shows? At least one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
great.
You know, you go on there anytime, go to the archives and download any show you know, that's already played or listen live. It is the biggest project that Crimson Circle's ever taken on. In our 10 years, huge project.
And launched it nearly overnight because we have a good staff that could allow us to do that.
That's right. And the launch was very, very successful. Few, if any, glitches. And what's happening now is we're getting some very well-known, big-name hosts that are wanting to join in on the Awakening Zone.
Really exciting.
So it's very exciting. So just a little bit of news about that. What I already said here. This is just the front of the website. You can go there, and then from there, pick shows you want to listen to. Like I mentioned, it's actually over 30,000 listeners in January. So
But it was basically only 3 weeks up.
And I need to mention also, it is not it's a Crimson Circle project, but it's not about any Crimson Circle rhetoric. In other words, we do have hosts and guests that talk about things that we may not go believe in or practice or whatever, but we feel it's very important to offer a wide, wide variety of information.
And you'll see if you look underneath the little logo that the one rule, the one guideline that we ask for any of the people joining the network is that the information needs to be self-empowering.
Self-empowering, yeah. So we have a couple new hosts joining us this month. Dee Wallace, who's got a very successful program on another network, is coming over to join us. Her program is called Bright Lights. Dee is an amazing being as an author. An actress, or actor, I guess, is
E.T.'s
the PC
mom.
Word. And E.T.'s mom. Played in a lot of different movies. She's a very, very...
She wasn't E.T.'s mom. She was the mother of the young
yeah,
man
the movie.
That met E.T.
She's very, very engaging and loving. I know you'll like her show. Also joining us, Catherine and Elizabeth Brinkley. Catherine is the wife of Danian Brinkley, the best-selling author of Into the Light, about his near-death experience. So Catherine and her daughter Elizabeth are doing a show starting March 1st, which should be good. They were just on one of the shows the other day,
yes,
and they do a really good job. And then also Susie Miller, who is an author and talks a lot about autism, from autism to awesomism, is doing a show. We felt it was a good mix to have information about autism. So you can find just about anything in the Awakening Zone. Yeah, so we're really proud of it. It's been an amazing, amazing launch. This month, we'll have well over 40 different shows you can listen to. So if you're up late at night, you just can't sleep, tune into the zone.
And we're adding very many non-English shows. We're adding Spanish and Romanian,
yes,
Hungarian, German, and more to come, Norwegian,
yep,
and Finnish.
Yep. Okay, and as we get ready for the break, could you dim the lights again, Susie, just so you can see the picture? Just people send me things, and then I kind of collect it, and then I pull it out.
Some are better than others.
Some are better, some are worse.
But we're indulging Jeff.
But I was looking through some of them, and I thought, really? I mean, really? So if you would indulge me, please. That's a really? Really, Bambi? Really? You're going to do that, Frosty? I mean, really? You're going to sell pizzas with a name like that? Excuse me.
It's probably an Appleton.
Yeah, Linda. I think I've seen this before, live. It's like one of those, and the next one I think is a relative of this person, upscale relative. The ditch digger in the back. Sart, you would like this.
Yeah.
The Sartmobile. It's like, really? Somebody actually turned. No.
Now they're not going to want to eat any of the.
No, that doesn't matter. Yeah, they'll still. So it's like, huh? It's like, come on, really? Get a bicycle, walk or something. But that's abusive. A snowman in a telephone booth. It's either a person who was talking on the phone too long and just turned to snow, or somebody's sense of humor. Really? Really?
Move on.
They
move
can't all
on.
See it. They have to kind of look around.
We
and
don't
see.
Need to look
like,
for too long.
What? I
Come
mean,
on,
okay,
move
didn't
on.
You know the camera was there? And then this one I'll read. The sign says, caution. This sign has sharp edges. Okay. Do not touch the edges of this sign. And way at the bottom it says, also, the bridge is out ahead. What? Really? Really? Take off the sharp edges and put a sign out that says, bridge out ahead. Okay. as always, I want to give due credit, more than due credit, to the entire staff of Crimson Circle. They are the best. The best. And they make it possible to have had this going for all these years.
You're
to do things
the
like the Awakening Zone, to make this all possible. So very special thanks to the staff and the volunteers and to all of you. So yes, it's break time. Okay, we're going to be back here at 5 to 3, so you have 25 minutes to feast and graze. We're going to be back here.
Feast and graze.
We're going to be back here because we're going on the Awakening Zone for a live show. We'll
at
be
3.
Webcasting here, but we'll be simulcasting over on the Awakening Zone.
So please
zone.
Be back at 3. They can't see you, but they can hear
and
you.
And also, special thanks to all the Crimson Circle angels. It's highly
yes,
appreciated.
Always.
Yeah, all right. See you in 30 or 25.